Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support. We're so excited to have the Robert Cray Band joining us live this afternoon. Welcome, guys.
Thank you. Thanks,
so
Maggie.
Nice to meet you all, and very excited to talk about Robert Cray's history. And I know there's been a lot of history between all of you. And we'll ask all about that, the latest album and childhood, all that good stuff, then the crazy circus that's going on these days.
All right.
Robert Cray, please tell us what this first one is you're going to start us off with.
This one is called Won't Be Coming Home.
All right. The titled track.
All right.
To the latest.
As your car pulls out the driveway, she don't wave goodbye. Last words echo in my mind. Listen, honey, I've gotta get away. Standing here watching her tail lights, as if there's some kind of sign. Faded into a memory. I just got tired of trying. I'll save my tears for later on down the road. How come I keep on holding on, knowing you won't be coming home? You won't be coming home. 2 days later, I get a letter of a room in some hotel, sitting framed up on the table, a picture that I know quite well. You painted yourself into a corner, yeah, and now you're trying to paint something new, and your lipstick on the letter is a goodbye kiss from you. Oh baby, so long, I hate to see you go, but I'll save my tears for later on down the road. How come I keep on holding on, knowing you won't be coming home? Set it for you and me. It's become a habit, my own personal make-believe. Coming home, oh no, oh
Hey.
Yay, Robert Cray Band. Live from Studio A. We're so excited to have
you
the guys
clapping
joining
for
us.
Yourselves?
Hey, wait a minute. There you go. That'll work. It's radio, Robert.
Okay.
Come on. Don't spoil it. But that was Won't Be Coming Home. And the latest CD, Nothing But Love, the follow-up to This Time, which you reunited with Richard, right?
Yeah, and Richard Cousins came back.
Yeah, because you guys know you go way back, and we'll talk about that childhood stuff. But you reunited for these last two albums.
Right.
And with a new drummer, I believe. And, of course, on keys, you go back with
Jim. Richard came back into the band in 2008. And to come back with Jim, who was in the band when Richard left. Jim never left. Jim's been in the band since 89. That's 1989 for those who don't remember. And Richard and I started the band in 1974.
Well, on bass, Richard, of course.
Richard
Robert
Cousins
Cray.
On the bass.
And
Jim Pugh on the keyboards. Uh-huh. And then Les Falconer joined us in January of this year.
It's amazing. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited to see you on stage at the LC. It's such a gorgeous day for a nice concert outside.
Yeah, it's going to be nice.
And you're part of the Frampton's Guitar Circus, so tell us a little bit about that. You go on first tonight?
We open up the set.
Okay.
And then after that, Peter comes on, and he has his guest, who is Steve Cropper. Everybody knows Steve Cropper.
Yeah.
Huge ultimate guitarist, you know.
Yeah, so while Booker T. Jones was in here this past Friday and talked a little bit, of course, with his work with Steve Cropper, is this the first time you guys have been working throughout this tour, or have you done in the past anything or on stage or work with him?
With Peter Frampton?
Or Steve Cropper.
Steve,
actually.
I've worked with Steve before, and we've written a song together, as a matter of fact, that we did on, I can't remember what album it came out on.
I was warned.
We wrote a song called On the Road Down together, Steve and I.
Very cool.
And Steve's like one of my heroes, you know. And, I've known him for some time now.
And speaking of heroes, I know Albert Collins is one of those heroes influences. And there's a kind of cool story from when you guys were in high school, and he played at a high school event.
He played my high school graduation party. Albert Collins said our class voted for him. We had a choice between... I can't remember the name of the group. They did a song called Evil Woman. Evil woman, don't play those games with... I think it's Crow or somebody like that. But anyway, our class voted for Albert because Albert had been playing, you know, kind of locally around the area doing some of the outdoor festivals and stuff. And here we're teenagers voted for Albert Collins.
That's
and
cool.
He came in and he played our graduation party and he, you know, walked out into the crowd and everything like that. And after the gig was over, I walked up to him and I said hi to him and I thanked him because I enjoyed his music and I'd seen him before. Mm-hmm. And he says, young man, you play guitar? I said, yes, sir. He says, well, keep it up.
And that you did. And you actually were the backing band for him?
Five, 6 years later, we were playing a club in Eugene, Oregon. And the club owner, because we lived there at the time, Richard and I did. Club owner said, Albert's coming through. Would you mind backing him up? We said, no problem. Because we were already doing some of his songs in our set. And so that started our friendship. And we worked with Albert from that point in 75 or 76 for off and on for a year and a half. Whenever he was on the West Coast, we were his backup band.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. And John Lee Hooker, there was some connections there, too.
Yeah, we did a lot of shows with John Lee Hooker because we were with the same booking agency. And we all became good friends with John Lee, and we played on some of John Lee's albums, Jim, Richard, myself.
Pretty special,
He was a great guy.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Well, we're live in Studio A with Robert Cray Band, and we're so, so grateful that they're taking the time out to play live for us today. The latest album is Nothing But Love, and we will hear more stories, and we've got a couple more songs. What's this next one you're going to do?
This is called Worry. How worried. life the way that she wants. It's not for me to say, but I worry. It's not for me to say, but I worry. Worry, I worry about the world she lives in. Worry, I worry that I could lose her. Okay, but it's driving me crazy. It's not safe to be out in the streets, and I worry. She could be lost, the danger is there. There's troubles, troubles everywhere. Troubles, troubles everywhere. The world she lives in. Worry, I worry that I could lose her in the end. She's not a lover, she's just a friend. I can't ignore it or just pretend.
Live from Studio A with Worry. I want to talk to Robert about Richard and the Richard Cousins. Growing up, you guys have been together, have worked together since way back when. And
yeah.
Talk about your childhood experiences and not only playing music, but would you?
Richard's shaking his head.
Richard's shaking his head. No.
I met Richard, man, way back.
Not
you don't know, you know, Richard.
The exact date of
no,
birth
we were
or
teens.
Anything.
1969, I met a guy named Richard Cousins who had a little reputation around town as being a really good bass player. I think I was 16 and you were like 15. And we met at a jam session at this beach park. Yeah.
And were you allowed to be there?
Yeah. It's outdoors.
It was in the daytime.
Okay.
Yeah. And we had mutual friends because he went to a different high school than me, but we had friends who all kind of hung out, musician friends and that kind of thing. And we had the opportunity to play together on several different occasions before we actually started the Cray Band. Yeah. And so that's how we met.
Very cool. And so, and we talked about some heroes and inspirational people to you and to a lot of us out there, and such as Albert Collins, John Lee Hooker, and Eric Clapton, who we like to call him as
local
our own
boy.
Here in Columbus.
Yes, yeah, that's right. Local boy.
Local boy
we'll
does
claim
good.
Him. Yes, we'll claim him. But there's a cool story behind when you first met him, and of course, great influences and mutual admiration, I'm sure. And talk about Bad Influence, the song that.
Oh, yeah. Well, Bad Influence, we had met Eric. But we had been invited to do some dates that were going to be in Europe. I think just in Europe. I'm not sure. And we met up at the Montreux Jazz Festival. We had just done sound check, and I was sitting on the lip of the stage. And Claude Knobs, he just passed away last year, I think it was, who ran the festival, came from backstage with a cassette saying that, hey, man, Eric just recorded one of your songs. I said, wow, cool.
On says, cassette. Yeah,
on a cassette.
That long ago.
Bad Influence. And so, he gave me the tape, and then we're sitting there. I'm going, wow, this is cool. I got to give it a listen. And Eric popped down and sat next to me on the stage, and we chatted, and he grabbed my guitar and checked it out and everything like that. And then we chatted, and then we started hanging out after that, and then he's, was cool.
Well, give him a call. Tell him good things about us. And speaking of guitars, tell us about your signature guitar. So if you would, share the...
We have a custom... I have a custom shop model that's called the Robert Cray Signature Series Strat. And I got together with Fender back in 89 or 90. And we talked about making a model for myself, and we took two guitars that I own, which is a 58 Strat and a 64 Strat, and we tried to get make a middle out of those two, and we came up with this one, and we came up with the custom shop pickups and your
nice
choice of colors. And
it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Yeah. Thanks.
Well, we can't thank you enough. I'm just, is the AC on? It's like a little hot. But we can't thank you enough for being here. And you all give off such great energy. We really appreciate it, taking the time.
Thanks,
And the third song that they'll take us out with, what are you going to do?
This is for all the fellas who should know better. You want to be the main course instead of one of these. Side dish.
sitting simmer just right.